What is it about apricots? There was no missing it. Throughout the Wachau Valley, apricots were everywhere. On the hillsides, along the bike paths, in the markets, in cafes, in little roadside stands and small town shops. It wasn't just that they were present. It was that they seemed central, part of the identity of the place. I later learned that apricots in this region, the Wachau, are actually protected, recognized, valued in a way you don't typically associate with fruit. But to be honest, I didn't need to learn any of that to feel their importance. I could see it everywhere, and I was completely taken by them. I've always had a thing for apricots, and I'm not entirely sure why. Maybe it's the color, that soft, almost golden orange. Or maybe it's the texture, that slightly fuzzy skin. Or maybe it's the size, smaller than an apple, more contained than a peach. Just right. Or maybe it's the taste, sweet, but not overly so. A little bit of tartness, juicy, but not in a way that overwhelms. Whatever it is, I've always loved them. So when we arrived by bike in the small town of Durnston, I knew exactly what I was going to do. I went straight to a small shop and ordered, are you ready for this? Apricot ice cream. Yes, sir, apricot. I had never had one before. And honestly, I didn't know what to expect. But it was, in a word, fantastic, refreshing, smooth, and unmistakably apricot. I finished it, and I looked around for a moment, and then went right back to the counter. This time, I ordered apricot strudel. Also delicious. And at that point, I felt like I was just getting started. So we made another stop at another small shop, and this time I went in a different direction. I found a heart-shaped apricot soap, and then I found apricot hand cream. And at some level, it had become a bit of a mission, but more than that, it was just fun. Everywhere I turned, apricots. Every form imaginable. And I found myself completely embracing it, which got me thinking, what is it about apricots? Am I alone in this? Because globally, they're not dominant. Other fruits are produced in far larger quantities, more available, more visible. And yet, here in this stretch of Austria along the Danube, they are everything. Shaping the landscape, the food, even the experience itself. And then I learned something else. The apricots I was enjoying aren't really meant to travel. They're too delicate, too easily bruised, too tied to this place. You can take home the soap and the hand cream and maybe a jar of jam, but not the apricot itself. Not the way you experience it here. And the more I thought about it, the more that made sense. You don't import this experience. You come to it. And maybe that's what made it so enjoyable. I wasn't thinking about production numbers or nutritional value, although, as it turns out, they're pretty good for you. I was just enjoying it. Some things you try to understand, others you simply enjoy. For me, that day in the Wachau Valley was about enjoying apricots.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.